We're talking now about economic policy, and I read an interest this morning that Levi Strauss has had to and has missed markers for profits, and Wall Street expectations fell well short of it due to cost links with US import tariffs, sending shares of the denim maker, worldwide famous of course, down 7.5% in extended trading. The retailer has taken steps including securing about 70% of its Christmas inventory ahead of schedule and raising prices as well, executives said, to cushion the blow from US President Donald Trump's shifting tariff policies. Well, that's on a major level with a major global multinational company. I'm joined in line now by Ben Farr of Dingle Surf, who put up an interesting post on social media on Monday morning with a picture of a number of packages that have been returned from the US. Ben, good morning to you and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? Hello.
Very good, Ben. Listen, Ben, can you tell me, first of all, look, you sent that picture and you said, look, people in America are waking up to the reality that indeed it is them that have to pay the tariffs. What happened? What had you sent over there and what came back? And it put you down a couple of hundred euro.
Well, do you know what? Fine enough, Jerry. As I was waiting to come on air, the post was just dropped another one back to me. So back in September, when the tariffs came in, the Unpost developed a new system for sending packages to the US. You can't just go in there anymore and just hand them a package and they'll fill out the form. So you have to do it in advance, you fit online and you pay for it in advance. And you know, in fairness to them, it's very good. They add in all the tariff numbers for you. You just type in you're sending a t-shirt or a hoodie or whatever it is you're sending and it'll do everything for you. And then you take it to the Unpost and they send it off for you. What's supposed to happen in the States is they contact the customer and they demand the tariff off the customer. Now, just on Monday, I had the first packages come back to me. I had three or four packages on Monday. I had another one today. And I'm not sure what's happening because it comes with a big sticker on saying, you know, tariff unpaid or tariff, I can't remember exactly what it says, but it's unclear whether it's whether the tariff is unpaid by the customer or whether it's just the whole system is not working. It's just complete shambles. So I have contacted a couple of customers to say, hey, guys, I'm going to have to refund your order here. And they're saying they're not getting contacted at all, but you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. You don't know. They just want their money back, obviously. So it all looks like a bit of a mess, really.
And you're down a couple hundred. Either way, you're down hundreds of euro from something
absolutely
that was much easier before and ran more smoothly.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not just down the cost of the items themselves. You know, at least you've got them back and you can sell them again. But like the average price of a parcel now to America is around 30 euros. The one come back to me today was 20. The small ones was 23.50. Some of the large ones can be up to 50 euros. And you're left in this kind of limbo with the customers, whether do you give them back their money they paid or you know, you've paid the money out to send it. It's not my fault they're not sent back. But it's very unclear if it's also the customer's fault that they're not getting the information they need to pay the tariffs, if they would or not. So it's leaving us a very bad customer service level as well. So it's all a bit of a mess, really.
And Ben, is this part of the problem here? That is it an issue, do you think, that in America people thought, well, look, things will just continue the way they were before. Trade is trade. It's normally free. There's little hassle with it. Are they waking up now to reality that this is happening and things are being sent back to the Atlantic saying unpaid or no communication or any of the problems above that weren't there before?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had, four or five packages back now. I've contacted all the customers to tell them that basically what we've been doing so far is saying to them, hey, you can have your money back for your item, but we're going to keep the money for the postage. We have paid it out. And only one out of those five customers have come back to me and say, hey, I never got anything. So I think more likely it's a bit of both. Some people are just going, oh, I didn't know how to pay the 15%. I'm not doing that. And some people are not getting contact at all. And it's going to be very hard to work out which one is getting what, you know?
Are you worried this is the start of a trend, Ben?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually contemplating right now to turn off my US orders. I've got one in, came in last night, which I have to package up and send now. That takes time, you have to do that. I think I might contact them beforehand before I send it, saying this is happening. If this comes back to me, I'm not giving, get ahead of it and say, oh, we'll be keeping a postage fee if it does come back to us, or possibly turn them off completely. Now, I'm very lucky. It's only a small part of my business. Like most of my people are the people that come for the door, and we do a lot of Americans for the door, but my items are small. You know, people can put them in their luggage or even wear them home. If I was a company like one of our friends down the road, like Dingle Crystal, I know they like, they quite often get people come to their shop and they'll package the order for it and send it back to them. They don't want to bring it back in their luggage. So I don't, that business must be completely dead now.
Yeah, I can imagine. And the part of the problem, I suppose, with that, and you said four of your customers never came back to you, and you feel that they're just waking up now and realizing, is a lot of the messaging around these tariffs when they came in, people in America were being told on certain news channels that, oh, no, you aren't going to have to pay this. This is being paid by the people exporting into our country, which is not the case. Do you think they're really waking up and learning that now?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's face it, Jerry, we live in a world of disinformation, and there will be a lot of hard truths being made over the next couple of months and years. They're going to realize that getting stuff from Europe now is going to be very, very difficult, or from Ireland anyway.
Ben, that's a fair point you made. You're saying, look, this is a small part of your business. There are companies in this county, in this country, that do huge business in America. You can only imagine the economic damage being done by the 15% on them at the moment, and the confusion, as you made a point of.
Yeah, big time. And even if you're big or small, I sort of encourage everyone to sort of have a look at the FAQ pages on their websites, try and make it as clear as possible to basically cover yourself. So if it does come to a point where someone's going, well, you're not giving my purchase feedback, or you said this, and I said, you can send them to something on your website that says, look, there's going to be 15% when it comes into your country. You have to pay for it. If you don't pay for it, it's going to be returned to us, and we're keeping your postage fee, because it's very expensive now to post these things out. And just make sure it's clear and concise. At least on our end, it's clear to the customer.
Indeed. Okay. Well, look, Ben, thanks so much for telling us the story. We'll see where it goes from here. Hopefully, it's more confusion that does get cleared up. But there is a fear, as you said there, that it is the impact of the tariffs on people exporting to America. But thanks for taking the time. And listen, continued success with Dingle Surf.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Have a great day in Rock Street there.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks, Ben. Ben Farr there of Dingle Surf. DingleSurf.com is his website if you want to check him out. And just post that reality of what is. That's the rubber hitting the road in terms of tariffs in America, and people sending back packages saying, I'm not paying that, or I never heard about it. And all of a sudden, the business is lost. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the show, 066-7123-666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300.